You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
OMG, the Omara Gayle Radio Show. I'm your host, Mara Gayle, actress, author, evangelist, and producer of the award-winning docudramedy STEM The Movement. And you know what I love to do? I love to help people see things differently. I enjoy when a perspective is widened, when views are enlarged, because the more angle you have of a situation, the better the vantage point, so that you can make informed decisions. You see, I've been blessed with experience in all sorts of areas, and I believe in my heart and soul that we all live and learn in order to share and teach. I love serving Maravation. It's the perfect blend of motivation and inspiration. You see, I believe some of the greatest people in the world are only one word of encouragement away from being and doing something meaningful. I think if more people would just get outside of themselves and their situations and just look up, call up, speak up and into the lives of others, we would experience a more productive world around us. And so OMG, the Omara Gayle Radio Show, has created a bridge to allow people's stories and testimonies, as well as their struggles and challenges, to be an answered prayer for someone on the other end. And tonight's show, it's very simply titled Women Who Share. And these two women I happen to have known for almost, I think, 15 years, and it's Tamara Coleman and it's Evangelist Wilcoxon. I'm super excited. I refer to Evangelist Wilcoxon as Lady J, but that's not what you need to call her. But I'm excited because Tamara's been a lifelong resident of Kenosha County. She's been in education. She's done the political path. She's also been married for 21 years to Reverend Michael Coleman, and they have some dynamic, talented children. And Evangelist Wilcoxon, also known as Lady J, as I said, she's the mother of Tamara Coleman, and she's an outstanding powerhouse First Lady of Mount Sinai Baptist Church. She's been married to the pastor for many years. She's going to share a little bit about that tonight, and she's got three lovely daughters, and she's a grandmother and five granddaughters and one grandson, and she's been married for 46 years. That's what I was going to say, 46 years. So if you would be so kind, put your hands together and give a virtual hand clap to none other than my friend, Evangelist Wilcoxon and Tamara Coleman. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Well, I am super excited for you guys to be on the show tonight, and I know we're going to be discussing Mount Sinai's Women's Retreat that's coming up in April, but we're going to put a pin in that so we can give all of that information throughout the show. But I want to start our conversation off because I believe a lot of women suffer silently. They just don't speak up. They don't share their hurts and their pains. And I know one of the major reasons behind doing the retreat was to allow women an opportunity to see other people that deal with obstacles, to empower them, to also take the time to get away. So I know that the retreat is held at a resort every year because I've facilitated it for several years in a row, and I'm excited to be coming back. Why don't you just share how you've noticed that some women, even including yourself, may not take the time for themselves. Just a little snippet of how important it is, and perhaps some struggle or challenge that happened that forced you to have to take a break or to press pause for the cause, or something, some medical situation may have occurred, and it caused you to be still and say, hey, I'm just doing way too much. I'll defer that to either one of you, whichever one of you would like to answer that question or make a comment about that.
Well, I can. This is Sister Tamara. You know, first of all, thank you, Mara. This is a wonderful show. I love the OMG Mara show, so I'm a frequent listener, so I love that you have this. And this topic today is awesome because we know that 13.2% of the U.S. population is identified as Black or African American. And then, of course, you have 16% of that is diagnosed with mental health illness or of some sort in the year of 2017. I don't have the 2018 data yet, but I'm sure it will increase. And to me, mental health illness is such a silent killer. You know, especially in the African American, you know, we as African Americans try to, you know, self-diagnose ourselves. We try to lean on the Lord, which is what we absolutely should be doing. But it's such a silent killer. And we don't acknowledge that we're depressed, or because we're not supposed to be, because we're supposed to be strong Black women. And you know, we're not supposed to have problems. We're supposed to pull it all together and just stand up and do what we're supposed to do. And when you think about mental illness, or you think about just your own physical health, and I recently was sick, had a couple surgeries, and I've been on my backside. I've been in the hospital recently, and it does make you reevaluate yourself to say, you know what, at some point you have to stop and take care of you. You know, we have our children, we have our jobs and our careers and our family, you know, outside of our, you know, our spouses and our kids, but our parents and our grandparents and our sisters and brothers and our nieces and nephews, and trying to be everything to everybody. At some point you have to say, I'm not going to be anything to anybody but myself, and I'm going to take care of me. And it's not selfish. It's not. It's not selfish. And God wants you to take care of your temple, right? I mean, we talk about that all the time. You know, be careful what you put in your temple. You know, that's that little cliche we run around and say. But he said that for us. I mean, that's true. That's real.
Yeah.
And I think that,
that is.
And I think that sometimes we do have to just stop and say, I don't love you, my family, any less, but I have to take care of me.
Right.
And so
and
I
you
think,
know.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
Well,
go
I was
gonna
say, so when I think about mental health, and I think about, you know, just getting yourself checked out on the regular, and you know, even eating healthy, even you know, you may have it all together. You know, you may have it all together. you know, you don't need to eat healthy because you're already doing that, or you know, but just keeping your mind, you know, healthy, keeping your body healthy, and keeping your spirit healthy.
Yes. Yes, I completely agree. And that's a huge thing, mental health illnesses, as well as depression, and then physical setbacks. You know, I knew that you had been in the hospital recently, and sometimes it's those kinds of experiences that even help us to hone in even more so on some of the things that are most important. We've got a caller that's waiting to actually chime in. I'm not sure if it's a comment or a question. But if the last four digits of your phone number are 0327, you're on live with Mara Tamara and Evangelist Wildcaller, Lady Deck.
That's good, yes.
Hello? Caller, last four digits, 0327?
Yes, I'm on the call.
Oh, okay, great. Is that you, Tamara?
No, that would be, that's not me. I'm Tamara.
I'm at Tamika.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's that?
How are
I
you?
I didn't catch the name. I'm sorry.
Tamika.
Oh, Tamika.
Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, I can now. I can hear you. You sound a little far off, but welcome to the call, Tamika. So good to hear
your
voice.
I know.
I'm
just listening. I don't have a question yet. I don't have a question yet, but I'm listening. And enjoying.
Okay. Awesome. Well, perfect. Well, continue to listen in. We want to remind our listeners the phone number to call in is 347-324-5246. Press 1 if you'd like to ask a question, or make a comment. Otherwise, just continue to listen in. Thank you so much for that. So let me defer the question to you, Lady J, just to kind of go into some of the things that I'm sure you've seen as a first lady across the board. Sometimes people are coming in and we're looking beautiful in our fancy hat and our nice suits and our nice high heels and our beautiful makeup, and they're bleeding out. They're having problems at home, or they're having problems at work, or they're physically challenged, but they're still coming in wearing the face of, oh, I'm highly favored and I'm blessed.
Amen.
You know how we do.
Amen.
And I'm sure you've seen it. So can you speak to either the importance of taking some me time, such as Tamara just shared, or ways to identify some of the stressors that maybe you've incurred? Because as a first lady, I know in your first lady, it's taking in a lot of volume, and it's being friendly to a lot of people and managing a lot of things. And maybe it's the power of no that you've learned that has been most useful in this situation, because sometimes we tend to want to do more than we may have the time to do. So can you share a little bit about that? And we do have somebody else that's holding, so you could share before. If you'd like me to answer the call now, I can do it, whichever you prefer.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready to share.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I have been a pastor's wife for 47 years. Out of those 47 mm-hmm. years, 23 has been as a pastor's wife, first lady. And 23 years ago, of course, I was much younger. I had a lot more energy, and I grew up in a church, so I knew the workings of the church. And so, of course, it was a new role, but I still knew how to handle myself as a first lady, because the fact that our church was a small church, but I was very close to the first lady's daughter, and I knew the things that they had went through as children. So the first thing that I learned was that I was never going to make my children feel like you are a pastor's daughter, and so you have to do this. I trained them and taught them to always know you need to do right, because that's what God wants us to do. So that was the first thing, and I'm so happy that my three children are still with us as adults in our church. But I would say one of the main problems that I had, like you said, women put on masks, and they are very good pretenders. And you never know what women are going through. And so that was one of my issues when we got to the church. I wanted to learn some of them. The church was so large and we were so busy, I didn't get to learn a lot of them one-on-one. And so I made that decision, why don't we just get away for a weekend and just learn about one another on a personal level. And so we just went together, and we had, I think, approximately about 50 women that came from the church. And it was so powerful. You know, you just never know how the Lord is going to operate, and how, you know, when you just come and let be free and let him direct. And it was so powerful that the women came back excited with newness, and being able to release and not feel uncomfortable with someone getting into their business. And it was just mm-hmm. more than what we expected. And so that's how we started our women's retreat. However, even in my personal life, I would have to say that being in this role of a first lady and a minister's wife, and dealing with different women and different issues, if you don't mm-hmm. have the Lord on your side, and if you don't have a prayer life, it makes the work harder. And so I have learned to get in my prayer room, have my own relationship with the Lord, and tell him all about it. And, you know, you learn to be able to get closer to God, because you now your relationship becomes stronger. And sometimes you get it right, and sometimes you get it wrong. But in all the years, your relationship with the Lord gets stronger, and you get more depending on him, and you begin to trust him more. And so that's where I have grown, and I've been in this so many years now that I'm getting more. I can feel the presence of God closer than I ever have. And not only that, I'm getting more as I age
that I'm this is a serious thing, this lifestyle of being in love with Jesus and
yeah.
with the church and the people of the church. And I find myself getting so serious that I'm getting where I don't like the drama. I just want peace.
Amen.
I want to love
Amen.
On everybody, whether they love me or not. I want
Amen.
To. I want to please God first before man.
Amen.
And so that's
yes.
where I am as I mature in this growth. I still feel like I got a long way to go, but I'm not where I used to be. And I
Hallelujah.
Feel that little things bother me
mm-hmm.
so much,
yes.
but I've grown in that aspect as well. And so this is a
Amen.
Process of life that we have to go through. And I just continue on, and I'm just so glad that God has allowed me to be an ambassador for him.
Yes.
Not only just being a first
yes.
lady, but preaching his word,
yes.
teaching other women. And it's just an honor to be used by God. So I don't take that for granted.
And we appreciate
Amen.
Evangelist Wilcoxon because not only is she my mother, but she's a great, you know, woman of God, but she's my friend, my best friend. And you can actually, you have to surround yourself with like-minded and people that, you know, that encourage you and that's going to be an encouragement to you and for you. And that helps along your journey. You know, that helps.
And you know what? Everything you said, I can echo and amen to. Because, you know, when I met you guys years ago and we met, when we first met, we fell in love. It was an instant connection and we wanted more of it. And we did that for, I think, what, 8 or 10 years? I can't
oh,
even
yeah.
recall how many years in a row that you guys invited me back in. I want to speak to some more of the sistership and the sisterhood and the reason we need to be together, but we also have another caller on the line, so I want to make sure we get their question or comment in. If the last 4 digits of your phone number is 1504, you're on live with Mara, Tamara, and Lady J. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Evangelist Tantama Freeman. I am also a member of Mount Sinai. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
How are you?
Welcome. Thanks for
well,
joining us.
Thank you. I actually have a comment, not necessarily a question. I just like the fact that, you know, tonight when we're talking about, like, mental health and not just mental health, but, you know, we as women meeting each other, you know, that sister to sister. And I've just recently retired after 22 years of active duty. And one of my things that I've tried to make, you know, spend my last 3 years in doing as far as training female sailors is basically changing their mindset as to how we grow up. You know, we grow up, we're stereotyped as women to say, oh, we can't get along, we're this, we're that, we're always catty, you know, things like that, which makes it hard for us as women to open up to each other, to share,
yeah.
you know, our hurts, our
yeah.
some of our happiness, you know, our pain,
yeah.
because we can really help each other if we're able to really open up and be able to express, because we're all dealing with, you know, it may not be exactly the same, but there's something that we're dealing with that we can help each other. And I, you know, did my best to try to change that. And I think with what we're doing now and just me being, you know, a part of Mount Sinai for the last 8 years and having an
mm-hmm.
opportunity to attend our the Women's Spiritual Retreat, that allows me an opportunity to, one, grow as a person, as a woman, as a mother, as a wife, open
yeah.
up as a friend, you know, and for me, I just get stronger and stronger. I'm able, out of my 41 years of life, and I've never really been that close to women because of that stereotype. I always
wow.
thought that my friends had to be males. Those are the people
yeah.
that I can trust were the males. And once the older I got, I was able to, you know, say, you know what, I can open up to this sister and she truly, genuinely,
has
and
your
being
back.
Genuine.
And she cares. And, you know, Evangelist,
yeah.
you said some very important things. It's the stereotypes that need to be broken down. And a lot of that come from
yes.
if your mom or your sister or one of your friends didn't get along
right.
with some woman, then they tell you that. And the
mm-hmm.
next thing you know, their beliefs become your beliefs. You begin to wear them like they fit you and like they were tailor-made or personally designed for you. And it's
yes.
true. Until we deprogram out that behavior and those thoughts of that cattiness and began to say, you know what, I'm going to open up and I'm going to express myself. Now, don't get it twisted. We all know that we can't share with everybody and everything.
Right.
But when you find yourself
right.
in a safe space, when you find yourself in a community with women who really just want to grow and want to be better and be closer to God, then the daddy will step in and he'll convict the person if they try to share your business. They'll trip and stumble, or somebody will say, hey, that's somebody else's business you're telling. I thank you so much for mm-hmm. calling in, Evangelist. Not only
thank
was your
you.
Comment valuable, but I'm sure it helps some women on the line who may be listening in right now and wondering or on the fence about, you know, if they just need to surround themselves with male friends. But the reality is, because I know a lot of people that used to do that, the truth of the matter is, at some point, you need someone who can really identify with what
identify.
You've experienced, because somebody has been there, somebody is either going through it, or somebody will go through it. So it's a threefold mentorship. You mentor up, you peer-to-peer, and you mentor someone who's
down.
Going to come through
yes.
something you've already been through.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes,
we appreciate
ma'am. Thank you so
value.
Much.
Your, hopefully you'll become a long-time listener. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Our next call. Okay, thank you, Evangelist. Our next caller, the last four digits are 8878. You're on Live OMG with Mara, Tamara, and Lady J.
Well, hello to OMG and the listening audience.
Hey!
First and hi, doll.
Hi,
my
beautiful.
Beloved sister friend. Hello. I just wanted to, one, say I'm so grateful as I'm able to listen in today to hear the awareness around the significance of self-care and creating that safe space. You know, as a coach, I'm often sharing with those that I coach that, like they tell us when we get on a plane to travel, you have to put the oxygen mask on you first before
absolutely.
You can try to save someone else. So
I really appreciate
that all of you beautiful ladies are bringing a greater awareness, and that there is an environment that has been set for individuals to come and recognize, I have to put the mask on myself. I have to decompress. I have to excel. I have to vent. I have to whatever you need to walk in self-care so that you can be stronger, greater and better for everyone that you encounter around you. I love you, my girl.
I
Amen.
Love you.
You know,
thank
there's
you.
A sister. There is a an author, Andre Lorde. He had a quote that said, "I have come to believe that caring for myself is not self-indulgent. Caring for myself is an act of survival." So, you know, you do have to have that self-care for yourself first before you can even try to even help. Another sister, if you don't love yourself and you don't respect yourself, then how can you help another sister along the way? So I appreciate your words today.
Thank you, Coach Adams.
My pleasure.
Yes,
and thank you, lady. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks for calling in. What a joy. And I believe this is one of those subjects that just it isn't unpacked often enough. You know, we just kind of sweep it under the rug, and we know, you know, some people are dealing with challenges, and it's not just women. You know, men also have that struggle. I know we are women, and we're women who share, and we're talking about the women's retreat, but even our husbands or your boyfriend or the men at your church, you know, they have things that they carry, and, you know, men don't really open up like we do. At least we'll go in the bathroom, we'll share it to a complete stranger and go back to putting our mask on in church. You know how we do. But it's a blessing when there is a safe place for people to feel comfortable and can be vulnerable enough to actually reveal to heal, you know. And it's in our revealing that we not only heal ourselves, but when we reveal those wounds, those scars, those cuts, and somebody else goes, oh, I got a cut like that. Hey, I got a scar like that. Hey, I got a bruise like that, or I got a bump like that, or somebody did that to me, or I was abused, or I was misused, or I was mistreated, or I was lied on, or I was, you know, the list goes on and on. It is in that revealing that another person gets healed. So we are the medicine for someone who's sick as well. And that's what's so awesome about women who share, and that's why I think the women's retreat that you all have been doing annually has been such a great service. I want to remind you guys again, if you're on the line, I mean, if you're listening in, The phone number to call to ask a question or make a comment is 347-324-5246. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, just press 1 and we'll add you into the queue. Okay, so I'm going to shift a little bit. So we've talked about, you know, the mental challenge that comes with it and an awareness of self-care, as well as the stereotype and people wearing masks to church. What has been, and I'll defer this question to you first, Lady J, what has been one of the most common through line or thread experiences that you've witnessed in as a sign when a woman is in trouble or is really trying to carry the world on her shoulder or is really wearing a mask? What are some of the things that you've noticed, some of the indicators that you may have noticed that a person listening in can say, "Ooh, I do that." Either they've reverted, you know, kind of gone in toward to themselves, stayed to themselves or stayed away from church or not reached out to friends when people are calling them. What are some of the flags you've seen that could kind of help a person maybe say, "You know what, that's me, I do that," and perhaps they're in that space that they're having a challenge and they need to, instead of going inward, reach outward?
Well, I think one of the main things that I have encountered is, and not that I'm judging anybody, but just being transparent, mm-hmm. I think a lot of times you can see the phoniness in them, mm-hmm. being fake, putting on an air that you know is not natural. And part of it is discernment. The Lord gives you discernment and how to deal with some people, and you start to talking to them and know that there's something missing. Some of them are putting on phoniness. They come to church, you can tell they're not happy, and it also affects them in their everyday walk because they're angry. We can be having a women's meeting or something, and they come up with something that has nothing to do with love. It's a negative vibe that they can carry on. And so you pick up all these things, and you know there's something that's missing in their life. Something, when you can come up with women, and everybody's laughing and having a good time, and you're sitting there frowning, or you're sitting there with negative thoughts, you don't have the joy. So the discernment shows me there is something lacking here in that person. Not that I'm judging, just the discernment. Right. I see something is not natural because
the
joy of the Lord is our strength. And He gives us joy to laugh, and we can agree to disagree. But when you can hold on to baggage, hold on to issues, hold on to angry, frowning up, rolling your eyes, there's something wrong with that issue as women of God.
Right.
I believe that every opportunity we get as women, we should embrace each other, laugh at each other, because, like you said, nobody knows what somebody's going through at home or in their lives, and so we should take that, and sometime when we do see somebody acting abnormal, we figure, well, something is not right, and so the only thing we can do is you have to really have that relationship with them where they can trust you. If anything that I want with the women of Mount Sinai is that they can come to me with confidence, that they don't have to feel that I'm going to go out and tell their business, because when you come to me with confidence, I'm going to keep it confidence, and I want them, because I would be in the same position if I needed one of them to talk to me about something, that they could, I could be assured that it's not going to get all over the church. And so I always want to keep that integrity, that they can feel comfortable talking to me. And so that's where it is. We all have issues in our lives, and it's all in how we deal with it and how our relationship with the Lord is. And so we
come to the women.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, you were hitting on something that I got to just back up and unpack a little bit.
I know. I was like, ooh, that was good.
I know. It's because the reality is, as you were sharing all of this, because people come in and they have anger and they carry the baggage of bitterness and all of these things. And the reality is, when they can't be happy or joyful in a situation or for other people, it's when you speak about phoniness or unnatural airs, or they're just not happy, people sometimes take their inability to be joyful, or their inability to smile, or their inability to rejoice for you, people who look at that take it personally. And this is where the lesson comes in, and this is what I want to unpack. When someone is like that, it's because what you said, something is missing. There is a lack of something. Now, yes, on the external, it's a lack of a smile, the lack of joy, the lack of rejoicing for other people. But the deeper issue is something is being cut and stripped from them. Something in their home life is not fulfilling. Something in their work life is out of sorts, or something in a relationship has caused them some pain. So when they come to the group, they can't be happy because they've been depleted before they got here. So we, as the believers, like you kept saying, we're not to judge them. We want to help them, but it's really a challenge. It's a delicate dance, because they are in a traumatic situation, perhaps, or in a challenging crossroads, and you got to know how to approach it so that they don't direct that bitterness, or direct that anger, or direct that dysfunction towards you for just trying to help. And that's the delicate balance. It's kind of pulling somebody to the side and saying, hey, I notice you're not smiling a lot. Are you okay? Or is everything all right? Or, you know, is there anything I can do? Do you need somebody to pray for you? You know, sometimes it's that burst. You know, why aren't you happy? You know, because somebody will say that. Why aren't you happy? Why can't you smile? Instead of extending to them the grace to make it comfortable enough and a safe place in order for them to open up and share. You know, because at the end of the day, all we really want are for the women to get the medicine, and the medicine is the Messiah. So if I can get your mind back focused on what's good, what's true, what's pure, what's lovely, because the word says if there's any virtue and any praise, to think on these things instead of thinking on, oh, I don't have enough money, or, oh, my kid's going to jail, or, oh, my boyfriend just, you know, cheated on me, or, oh, you know, whatever that oh may be for them. If we can refocus their mind on recalling the things that they can be grateful for, and the things that have added value to their life, or the things they've been blessed to accomplish, regardless of the areas they may fall short, I believe we can then be that ambassador that you ladies spoke of earlier, that ambassador for Christ, so we can be his hands, his mouth, and his heart. I'm going to press pause for the call. Tamara, Tamara, I know you've got some comments that you want to make. I'm going to come back to you on the other side.
You go ahead. We're good.
Okay, I'm going to come back to you on the other side of the break. You're listening to OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show. Again, if you've got a question or a comment, we've had some wonderful feedback. Please feel free to give us a call at 347-324-5246. Press 1 to be entered into the queue. Of course, my name is Mara. I'm the host. I'm also on my special guests today are none other than Tamara Coleman and Lady J, First Lady Evangelist Janice Wilcoxon. We'll be right back after this special brief announcement.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to OMG. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm your host, Mara Gale, and we've got Tamara and Lady J on the line. So, Tamara, let me go ahead and point that question to you, because I know you've worked in corporate America, you've been in politics, you've been in a lot of different circles, and you are a master whiz at just organizing things. So let me ask you, because in event planning and high-stress situations, people generally, they'll show you things in those situations that you don't get to see on Sunday morning, and they can make you question your spirituality. So why don't you go ahead, peel back a little bit of the cover on that, and kind of expose some of this, not to embarrass any particular situation, you know, to bring light so that folks know, look, everybody's working under a deadline. Yes, there are some setbacks, but y'all know my motto, blessed are the flexible, they shall not be bent out of shape.
Oh, my God.
And you all know, Lady J shared something earlier. I got to piggyback because I forgot to mention this. Lady J said, you know, about hugging people. You remember I was set up at the retreat, and I'd go on the front of the stage, and I'd say, is there anybody in here that lives alone and does not have children? And if the woman stood up, I would say to the ladies at the retreat, now, y'all know what your job is. Go and
right.
hug them. And we would have a love fest because there should never be a time where a group of, because you all have 300-400 people coming in droves, there should never be a time that 300-400 women are aware and are away and together, and somebody who's living alone with no kids hasn't been embraced. And so we would pause for the cause, and we'd have us a little love fest. That's just my PSA for the love that be going on at the retreat, y'all. You lacking in the hug area. We got some hugs for you, some willing hugs. So go ahead, Tamara. I'm going to allow
you
I was
just going to share that what I struggle with is, being in my mid-40s, I have been blessed to have women around me, both in corporate world and the political world, as well as my church and my spiritual world, that I have been able to look up to. And I think where it gets discouraging, and you have to be kind of constantly remind yourself that God is in control. But when you see a sister that you looked up to, and they are going through something, and it's something public that they're going through, whether it be a death of someone in their family, or they've lost their job, or they've lost their home, or whatever the case may be. Where I struggle is when they were so strong for other people and was an encouragement for other people, well, now it's them. And they forget so easily, what thus saith the Lord and where their strength comes from. And then, when Sister Wilcoxon was talking about Evangelist Wilcoxon was talking about those masks, and they all of a sudden get convenient amnesia about who it is that they serve and where their strength really comes from. It just gets really confusing for me. And I end up struggling saying, well, wait a minute, this was the same sister that was telling me how to handle that situation at work, or that, who I thought had it all together, and here it is, they're going through something, and they haven't even gone to themselves for that inner help. And so that's kind of discouraging for me. When I think about church and I see sisters that who are leaders in the church, or who have been very involved in the ministry of a certain church, and then all of a sudden something happens and now they're struggling, and they're not looking to their other sisters who they supported. I get confused sometimes as to
It's a part of this, and I'm sure you ladies have both experienced this. When you've been the mentor for, let's say, large part of the people that are around you, let's say most of the people come to you and you've been the mentor, it's real hard when you're in a position that you need to be the mentee. You know what I mean? So,
that's why
it's important to have these different circles, strong go-to when they're weak. I mean, when I was bleeding out, for example, and going through a traumatic divorce, my friends who were used to me depositing into them didn't know what to do to help me. And it wasn't that they were inexperienced. They just had never seen me in that kind of a situation. And I think that becomes, not that that's the excuse, but sometimes people don't know what to say to you because you've been the one speaking to them all the time, speaking hope, speaking joy. And when the leaders get to that point that it's overwhelming for them, most of the time they don't even realize that it's not a cup or a saucer full of pain. It's more like a bathtub or a swimming pool full of pain. And it gets that big. And so instead of them being able to flow through it like they used to, they're now drowning. And they're looking for somebody to offer them a raft or a helping hand or a floater, but people don't even know what to offer them. They don't even know what to do when the strong gets hurt because they're just not used to seeing them like that. And that's the bigger problem. Our leaders a lot of times are being hurt. Those that are heavy in ministry are women who are facilitating groups. And sometimes people don't know that the pulling on doesn't stop just because they leave the church on Sunday. There are calls that you make, and then people are on your heart, you're praying for them, and visiting people in the hospital or praying for them. So it's an ongoing responsibility. And even if it's not in ministry, even on the job, it's just with marriage, with motherhood, with working, and all of it. It could be a pile on.
And I know Evangelist Tondula called in, and one of the things that she had mentioned, and I just came back to my remembrance, Sister Mara, when you were talking, it's so important to have that group of ladies that sister girlfriend that you can really depend on in the good and the bad. The good, you know, you know, you got to have that circle. And sometimes it could be nobody but just your mother, or, you know, maybe it's just your sisters, or maybe it's, you know, not church, your church girls. Maybe it's some coworkers. But you should have some type of outlet where you can,
you can open up.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, can I make a comment tomorrow? This is First Lady.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of times I kind of feel like not just my church women, but even friends, they think like I feel like sometimes they think I'm Superwoman. I don't have no issues.
Yeah.
I'm Holy Ghost filled, and I don't go through anything. You know, and sometimes that gets overwhelming, because when they're calling me with their issues, and I don't mind that. But sometimes somebody says, how are you doing, First Lady? You need anything? You know, everything's okay in your life? It's all about them. And I have learned to just deal with that as well, because I feel like, okay, apparently they don't get that I'm just going through things just like they are. So I put my own self in the back burner and help them with their issue. But sometimes it gets overwhelming with myself, because I find like, okay, I don't want to talk to them because they got issues, and I don't want to burden them with my issues, so I just go to the Lord, because I can't, you know, I don't want to burden them. It's not like I can't burden them. I just don't. They already have some issues. I want to put my issues on them. And so I just, it really, I think what it has done is made my relationship with the Lord closer, because
stronger.
I know that.
Because you're going to him more than
I'm going
you would
to him instead of my friends or my.
Said. But the word talks about counting it all joy. And that's falling into divers temptation. That's when things go wrong, when there are challenges, because you get to add something to you, add more time with the Lord to you, add a different kind of trust in the Lord to you. You get to add a different kind of faith to believe he's going to see you through it. But I've got a quick little tip for you that has blessed my socks off, and anybody else is listening in, but specifically for you, Lady J, I created a list, because when I am depleted, I need to know who's going to fill me up. If that phone rings, and I'm depleted, it is not, I'm nobody's God. I am nobody's Savior. So now what I do when I'm depleted, only when I'm depleted and someone's calling, I have to look at that number and I go, okay, is that a fill call or is that a take from call? Meaning, is it going to give something to me or is it going to take something from me? And we know how to identify those. And there are times that I cannot take the call of the person that needs something from me when I am running on fumes, because then I'm not doing them any good, and I'm not going to do me and my family any good, because I'm going to take the fumes that I have, give them to someone else, and I am now extra depleted, which means I'm going to snap at my family or I'm going to snap at my job. And so God doesn't set us up to be that. And so I'll tell my friends, hey, now, I have this rule. Don't call me after a certain time. If it's an emergency, the number is 911. If it's not a medical emergency, the other number is G-O-D. So you can call him or you can call 911, but you can get some help. And I can't be everybody's answer, because I know you, like me, we've got volume now. It's not like you have 10 friends. There are 50 people that call me friends, or 100 people, and there's 50 people that I call friends. And so with that volume has become the wisdom to be able to say, A, no, or B, okay, Lord, if I'm depleted, I even though my fumes would be a meal to them, it could be a full tank. My fumes could be somebody else's full ride driving from Chicago to California. But those fumes, if that's all I got, I may need that to get me through the day. I'm going to go ahead and pause real quick and let another caller in. If the last four digits are 0427, you've been holding for a while, I want to make sure we get your question or your comment in. You're on live with OMG.
Hi, Myra Gale. It's Barbara Hopkins calling.
Hey, beautiful.
Hello. Praise God. I'm excited about your show and the new venture that God has placed you on. I'm also excited about the retreat from what God is going to do. A lot of women will be delivered, set free. For us at Mount Sinai, for me personally, I'll just say that, it's like a revival. It's like it's like going up a mountain. And once we get to the top of that mountain is when God just show up and show out. But trying to get up that hill, it's a struggle because
a
the enemy is coming at us. However, we've seen 20, or I'll say 19 years worth of struggle. And we've seen 19 years worth of testimonies.
Amen.
How God's going to come in and show up. I've had women come to me at the retreat that I don't know, because, you know, sometimes they confuse me with Evangelist First Lady J, but I've had them coming up to me, and they'll, you know, be so excited once they find out I'm not her, but they'll be so excited about what God did for them.
Yes.
And most of the time, we do have 300. We've had up to 500 women. And out of that, there's always a percentage that'll get me by the hand and look me in the face and say how blessed they were. And when they tell me how blessed they were, all the sweat, blood, and tears evaporate. And God just show up and just show us that it wasn't in vain. Because the word of God says, be steadfast, unmovable,
always
the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain
Lord. Not at all. And Sister Barbara, I was going to segue into the retreat for our last 15 minutes, but you set it off, so we're going to go ahead and continue on that journey. So I have to first let folks know, our listeners, there is an amazing women's retreat coming up, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. It's going to take place from April the 20th through the 22nd. It's going to be at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. And when I tell you it's beautiful, it is beautiful. There's jacuzzi, there's pools, there's spa services for massages, all kinds of things. So not only do you get to come in and have a wonderful moment with women and like-mindedness, but you also get to do some self-care, do the spa, do the treat, because they put in breaks so that you can actually let the air out of your world. In addition to that, there's some dynamic powerhouses that are going to be present. We've got Evangelist Latrice Ryan of Latrice Ryan Ministries. She's going to be one of the keynote speakers. We also have Evangelist Danielle Williams of DMW Ministries. She's going to be one of the retreat speakers. And, of course, the host is none other than Evangelist Janice Wilcoxon, and she always brings it with a heart full of love. And yours truly, I will be the facilitator. So it's going to be April 20th through the 22nd, and it's this year's 20 years faith activated based on Mark 5:34. And we want to let you know, if you're interested in getting additional information or registering for the retreat, all you need to do is email them, mountsinairetreat@yahoo.com. That's Mount Sinai, S-I-N-A-I, retreat, at yahoo.com. And then there's a couple of phone numbers if you're in a position to write them down. One number is 847-612-0327, and the other number is 262-237-4810. So we'd love to have you join us. Email them, find out about the information, and come join us. And also, you guys are going to be screening STEM the Movement on Friday night, so it'll be making its Midwest premiere. I'm super excited about that. Those that haven't had an opportunity to see STEM, this will be a great window for you to come out. We're doing a pajama party theme, and we're just going to have a good time in the Lord, and we're going to be able to expose some of the things that we went through by watching the film. So we're excited about that. So please join us April 20th through the 22nd. This information will also be on my show page for OMG. So if you missed any of this, go to the uptomeradio.com site, just so you all know, Lady J and Tamara and Barbara, we have included this information. If it's not there now, it will be by the time our show goes into podcast, so that those who'd like to join us can go ahead and come on out and join us. I'm going to take a real short pause, and then we're going to take the last 10 minutes, and we're going to kind of just talk about some of the great things that one would get by being a part of the conference. We'll be back in about 30 seconds, maybe a minute. You're listening to OMG, and we're going to take a short break. See you on the other side.
We want to thank today's sponsor, Up to Me Magazine, a new uplifting and inspiring magazine with stories of purposeful living, such as Meet the Minimalist, the story and journey of Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Milburn. Less stuff, more meaningful life. and an up-close and personal conversation with Will Haygood, author and associate producer of the acclaimed film The Butler by Lee Daniels, and so much more. So get your subscription today at UpToMeMagazine.com. That's Up2Magazine.com. And what's your story? Now we return back to our program.
Welcome back to OMG, the Omar Gale Radio Show. Of course, my special guests tonight are none other than evangelist Janice Wilcoxon and her daughter, Tamara Coleman. If you're interested in calling in and asking a question or making a comment, the phone number is 347-324-5246. Press 1 if you'd like to be added to the queue. So some of the, I know the speakers that were speaking, that are going to be speaking this weekend, just give me, what's the title of one of the maybe workshops or topics that one of the speakers may be speaking on so that we can kind of shine a little light on what some of the people may actually end up gleaning?
Well, one of the speakers are going to be expounding on From Porn to the Pulpit. Both of them are going to be expounding on their life story to be able to help us in her. Both of them have a history, but the Lord has delivered them and seen them through. So I think it would be they're allowed to speak on whatever they feel to bring to us. We just want to talk about activating our faith. We're going to focus that on everywhere we want to know that if we just had the faith of a grain of a mustard seed. And so that's the focus that we want to have.
We're also going to, Mara, your topic today is right on point when we talk about our women's retreat, because we are going to talk about self-care and loving yourself and being there for your sisters. And we have a young lady from our church, one of our evangelists, is going to talk about mental health, but specifically depression, one of those silent killers, you know. And so, yes, it's spiritual, and we want everyone to come and be, refreshed and get away from your everyday life and, you know, leave your kids at home, leave your husband at home, and just come and fellowship with your sisters. We still want to touch on that mental health piece. We are going to have an array of vendors. We have about 17 vendors that will be there. So not only quenching your spiritual thirst, but also your shopping pleasures. So you can leave the spa, you can come get your spiritual word, and then you can also enjoy some shopping. But our speakers are dynamic. We have a Christian comedian coming out of the Milwaukee area. We have a some entertainment of some puppets and some spiritual puppets. It's going to be interesting. They're from the Lake County area. We are a nationwide spiritual retreat. We have women coming from all over the country, from Florida and from Ohio and from Detroit and from Indiana, from California, from Atlanta.
Yes.
I'm just thinking of all the thinking about registration and where the people's forms are coming from, and from Chicago, And so we have been blessed over the years to have women from all over the country, and not just African American women. We have all different, nationalities. So we in all the denominations. So we are blessed at our women's retreat, and we want the women to come and change.
Yes, and that's the important thing: come and be changed. One of the things I can personally say that I've heard and seen, when the women come in, the way that they leave, they are not the same. I mean, I have seen women come in heavy laden, just burdened, just, you can tell, just first of all, it starts on Friday, and some people think, oh, I'll just come on Saturday, but the reality is Friday is the let your hair down, push past whatever it is that's been trying to hold you back. Give yourself that day so that you can relax and rest in Him, so that when Saturday, when you wake up on Saturday, you're already going to be lighter. Instead of coming on Saturday heavy, still being heavy to wait on the rest, come on Friday, experience what's happening on Friday, and then Saturday, wake up refreshed. There's also workouts we do. There's delicious food at the resort all the time. The grounds are just amazing. Even if you don't have the extra finances to pay for spa services, the facility alone will make you feel like you're on a what was the retreat. It'll make you feel like you're someplace secluded, and there's people that will just love on you and remind you of who you are. The other half of what you were just saying, not only is it multifaceted spiritually, and not only do you get your self-care in terms of spa care and just the beautiful ground, but you also get your laugh on. And
yes,
these two powerhouses, because you know I do my homework. I done looked them up. When you when you hear what they've lived through, because y'all know what I've lived through, when you hear what they've lived through, and, of course, you'll see some of the stories that myself and my partners have lived through on the film STEM, but it reminds you that you are not alone.
Yes.
And as bad and as wrong and as dirty and as foul as some of the things you think you live with that you're living in silence because you're ashamed about, they're going to come in there and they'll probably pull off the Band-Aid, blow your mind, because some of the times we just need to be reminded that there's Rahab in every house. There's a harlot, there's a hooker, there's an ex-somebody in every place that we ever will go, an ex-drug user, an ex-alcoholic, an ex-fornicator, ex-liar, ex-adulterer. All of that is in the house. And this particular retreat, and I'm not even trying to do a hard sell, I'm really just sharing my heart on what I've experienced, because it has been so powerful that when you asked, I immediately said yes. I have a yes in my mouth from Mount Sinai, and I have had a yes in my mouth from Mount Sinai since the first time Mount Sinai asked me to come. And when I first came, y'all remember, I came on my own dime. Because I loved y'all that much. You all showed me so much love, and it was so fulfilling and so enriching that I took it twofold. It was for me, and it was for them, and we've all been growing ever since. So I'm going to leave you guys the last minute or so to just, if there's any additional information, just share the email one more time, the phone number one more time, and then we're going to go ahead and just pray for those that are listening, and we'll close out the show like that because we only have about 3 minutes left.
No problem.
So if you could take a minute and just give the email and phone number one more time.
Absolutely. Registration is now currently open. And if you can't come for the full weekend, you can always come just on Saturday, April 21st, from 9 to 1 and enjoy our dynamic speakers, at least a portion of them. You can register by emailing Mount Sinai, that's M-T Sinai, S-I-N-A-I, retreat at yahoo.com. If you'd like to speak to us just to get a little bit more information before you make that commitment to register, you can contact us at 847-612-0327 or 262-237-4810. You do not want to miss Faith Activated. This is our 20th year. We know you will walk away blessed. It's hard to explain the level of bless that you're going to receive. You just have to be there, and you don't want to miss it.
Amen. And I want to let anybody who's listening that's a personal friend or posse member of mine, I would love for you guys to come out and support me. I'd love for you guys to come out and experience some of what I get when I'm in the Midwest, because this is just good stuff. You're going to leave feeling full spiritually, emotionally. You're going to leave being renewed and reminded of who God is to you. So join me, Mara Gale, First Lady Mara, join me and come on out and support this. Evangelist Janice Wilcoxon, thank you so much for parting the red seas of your world to be a part of this show. And Sister Tamara,
we appreciate you, Mara,
so much. I love you ladies to life.
Love you
and
too.
Thing you can do about it. Can't wait to see you next month. Thank you for being a part of the show. And
thank
I just want to say a real brief
Mara.
Prayer. You're more than welcome. I'm going to say a real brief prayer for you guys and for those that are tuned in. Heavenly Father, I bless you, I praise you, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you that these ladies have been doing an amazing thing, them and their team, because it's an entire team. They've band together, Lord God, to offer a bountiful meal for the ladies, for the women, to come be refreshed, reminded, and renewed. Lord God, we know whenever we're doing something for you, the enemy is only doing his job, kill, steal, and destroy. So I pray a hedge of protection right now in the name of Jesus around their mind, their peace that surpasses all of their understanding. I pray, Lord God, that as they walk out this 20th year of Faith Activated for this retreat, Lord God, that nothing will deter them or distract them from doing what it is you called them to do. Lord God, we pray you send the people to continue to register and continue to join us on this quest, Lord God. And then we know at the end of the day, when there are distractions, when things do go wrong, when the setback pops up, we say, beep, this is a test. This is only a test. And at the end of the test, Mount Sinai women will have a testimony. God bless you. That's my show. Welcome to OMG. Hope you become a longtime listener. We're out.
Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to, so we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m.